The Guardian.
What's the situation in Laza now?
Well, of course, it's very difficult to tell because one problem is that communications are so strictly controlled. What we are hearing is that it seems to be rather quieter today, that what the authorities are doing is apparently firing sort of warning shots off every so often, and that's keeping people off the streets. So people are really just too scared to go out. That seems to be the picture in the centre of the city. It's very hard to tell elsewhere, but as far as we know, it's reasonably quiet. There's a sort of standoff. The question, of course, is what happens when the authorities have to let people back onto the streets? Because something else we're hearing is that because people are inside, they're gradually starting to run low on food supplies and other essentials. And at some point, presumably, the authorities are going to have to encourage them to go back. And it'll be interesting to see what happens then.
And indeed, the reports coming out of Tibet suggest that the troubles were much worse towards the end of last week and the casualties much worse than has been officially admitted.
It's, again, it's very hard to tell because we're hearing so little. The media is pretty tightly regulated in China anyway, as you know, and certainly Tibet is an extremely restricted area. Even under normal circumstances, journalists are only allowed in very rarely. What we do know from the authorities is that 10 people were apparently killed in the violence on Friday. They haven't actually said whom yet. What we are hearing from other people, for example, the Tibetan government in exile, that's the Dalai Lama, the Tibetan spiritual leader and others, they're saying there were perhaps 80 deaths, perhaps even 100. But it's simply impossible to verify these claims, and that's one of the really confusing things about this. The other striking development really has been over the last few days that we've seen protests spreading, and so it's not just about Lhasa anymore. And outside the Tibetan Autonomous Region itself, in parts of other parts of China, provinces which have a large Tibetan population, such as Gansu province and Sichuan, and also Qinghai, we're seeing protests there as well on quite a large scale, and that really is very unusual. I mean, people are saying that this really is the most substantial Tibetan unrest for at least 20 years.
And what is the background to these protests? It is presumably the feeling amongst Tibetans that they want to govern themselves.
It's a hugely controversial issue here in China. Tibetans believed it's not just about the Chinese occupation in 1950, but they see the Chinese as effectively colonizing them. A huge number of Han Chinese have moved into the region. And of course, one of the very striking things about Friday was that we heard some really quite horrific eyewitness accounts of ethnic violence targeting Han Chinese. People were telling me that Tibetans seemed to be simply attacking anybody who was Chinese, any Chinese-owned properties they could see. And there's a sense that they're being taken over, that their culture's being driven out. The Dalai Lama today made claims of a kind of cultural genocide, he said, in which the sort of the language was diminished and so forth. Now, the other side of that is that the Chinese people, and not just the government, see Tibet as a really fundamental part of the country, and they argue that historically all they've really done is reassert Chinese sovereignty there, and their argument is that they are helping to develop Tibet and bring its standards up in line with those of modern China. But it's been a hugely controversial issue for some time. The really interesting question is, why is all this happening now? The protests started on Monday on the 49th anniversary of the failed uprising against Chinese rule in 1959, which is what resulted in the Dalai Lama going into exile. But why they became so widespread and so passionate, we really don't know. Obviously, some of it seems to be about anti-Chinese feeling, about perhaps economic resentment as well on the part of the Tibetans, who feel that they haven't really seen the benefits of a Chinese rule that they've been promised. There's also a sense perhaps that this is Olympic year and that may have emboldened them to protest in some ways and to think that perhaps they can't, that the eyes of the world are on China. And also I think it's interesting that the Dalai Lama had been in talks with the Chinese, and his line has always been and remains that he wants autonomy for Tibet rather than full independence and separation. But those talks really seemed to have reached an impasse. They didn't seem to be going anywhere. A lot of people were arguing that perhaps the Chinese authorities were simply sort of stalling for time until the Olympics were over. And so perhaps the fact that these protests have become so widespread reflects some frustration with that as well.
Okay, Tanya Brannigan, thanks very much.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.